That fish flew away.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Leon, where was you yesterday? You never come by here. I was worried about you.
Went fishing down at Mill Woods, Uncle Sadie.
Oh, yeah. Did you do any good?
Yeah, we caught a few, mostly brim, but boy, they's good.
Nothing more fun than catching brim.
Uncle Sadie hung something that give him a thrill, boy.
A big bass, you reckon?
I don't know.
Got away, huh?
Uncle Sadie hung this old big one and fought it for 28 minutes. It never did come up while he's fighting it, and then all of a sudden it come to top and broke his line.
What was it?
Well, actually, I don't know. It's furry and kind of red. It swam to the bank.
I bet it's a beaver.
I don't know. It swam on top of water at the bank. It crawled up the bank and run over the old dead tree as holler.
Well, what'd you do?
Well, we motored over at the bank, and Uncle Sadie started poking his fishing rod up that holler tree.
Poking his rod up a tree? Now, trying to get it out to come out there, huh?
Yeah. Boy, it didn't like that, though. It climbed up top of that old tree and just flew off.
How's that again?
It flew away.
Now, Leon, I've heard some fish stories in my time, but now this...
Well, it's true. I seen it.
What do you think it was?
Uncle Sadie thinks it's one of them hybrids they've been stocking that must have run amok.
Run amok?
That's what Uncle Sage said, and I didn't see it run at all. It just kind of waddled.
Hey, Jesse, you should have heard that fishing story Leon told me.
Was it about a big one that got away?
It's better than that. This one flew away.
Flew away?
Yeah, it's a long story.
Well, I don't have time to listen.
Well, it's really strange.
Well, most fishing stories are, Sam.
I had a cousin who was fishing off a dock some time ago, back, I don't know, 2-3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's dangling his feet in the water. An alligator bit one of them off.
Which one?
Well, we never did know all them alligators look alike.
That's true.